Oshkosh Ogemaw Charter School in Grand Portage honored Veterans Day yesterday by teaching students about serving one's community. Joining us now by phone are school director Anna Deschamps and fourth through sixth grade teacher Keith Bergeron. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Anna, tell us about the Day of Service.
Sure. This is something new that we started this year, and as we have school on these holidays, it's really important for us to be able to honor the holiday and also use it as a learning opportunity for the students. So being that Veterans Day, the theme of Veterans Day surrounds providing service to one's country, we decided to take that theme and use it to help students understand how can we as individuals all serve others and serve our community to make our community a better place to live. So we, as a group, decided that this year we were going to focus on food and hunger and help the students through a service project, which is a food drive, with our long-term goal being that eventually the students will be able to identify needs in their community independently and lead a project on their own within the next couple of years.
Well, that sounds great, Anna. Just earlier this week, when we were talking with the Empty Bowls Project, they were talking about as much as 42% of the people in the county maybe are not have enough food. So that's great that you guys focused on food.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do a food backpack program through our school as well, where we receive donations and we send families who are eligible home on the Fridays with a backpack full of food that can help support them then through the weekend. So a lot of the kids are familiar with that program already, so it seemed like a really good connection for us and something that was familiar.
That's a great project. Now, Keith, you prepared for this effort prior to Veterans Day. What have the students been working on?
Well, they've been working on kind of the communication piece. They've had letters they've been writing to, like, local grocery stores to see if they'd want to participate. And they've been writing letters also to some local businesses to put, like, drop boxes at their site and just asking permission and trying to explain the basic program to them. Kind of the next step is we're going to use it to work with some technology, like a publisher, and try to incorporate some learning opportunities in that way.
And what response have the students had to doing this project?
They've really enjoyed it. I think any time they can have something that's really hands-on, they just excel at it. So when we said, yeah, we're going to go deliver a letter, they're like, oh, well, can I come with? Like, yeah, absolutely, it's your letter, you know? So they've really liked it, and they've been really excited about it. They've also started to make some connections as to other ways or other needs that are in the community. So it's kind of nice for them to start making those independent connections.
Now, you're supporting existing services by driving donations to them. What are these programs?
Like Anna said before, the backpack program is one of them. Any of the leftover food that we get is going to be going to the food shelf. So our basic setup is that from now until November 25th, we'll be accepting donations. And on the evening of the 25th, from 3 to 6, students will be handing out food at the Grand Portage Community Center, and anybody's welcome to participate, get some food. And after that, any leftovers we have is either going to go into the backpack program or go to the local food shop.
How can people support the food drive countywide?
Well, you'll see at main stores in Grand Marais, like the Co-op, Johnson's, Jeans, and the Trading Post up here in Grand Portage, there'll be a box that is decorated by the students, and you can just drop a canned good in there, and that's the easiest way. And if anybody has any questions or wants to know more, they can check out our website or just give us a call at 475-2112.
Can you give us your website?
Oshkosh Ogemaw.org.
Okay, great. We're speaking with Anna Deschamps and Keith Bergeron of Oshkosh Ogemaw Charter School. Donations of non-perishable food items will be accepted through November 24th. More information from the school at 475-2112. Anything else that you'd like to add, Keith or Anna?
No, just thank you very much for having us and allowing us to inform the community about this project. And the kids are really excited about it, and we're really excited about it. So we're hoping that around this time of year we'll have an annual event.
Well, thank you to both Keith and Anna here, and also thank you to the students up at Oshkeogama for participating in this great effort.
Thank you.
Thank you.